Good morning, it's Thursday, June 9th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect steady rain with some wind. Temperatures are a high of 64 degrees and a low of 58 degrees. A Tacoma student is at a juvenile detention center after his school reported threats of shooting a staff member and students. Tacoma Police Department officers arrested the 14-year-old and took him to Reman Hall. Police said the Northwest School of Innovative Learning on East 72nd Street called South Sound 911 about 3:45 p.m. Tuesday about the threats. A news release said they found a list of intended targets. The school's website states it specializes in behavior modification, social and emotional learning, and developing social skills. Admission is through the district's Special Education or Student Services Department. Recent threats or perceived threats at schools in Tacoma and Pierce County led to multiple lockdowns this week. Monday, Spanaway Lake High School went into lockdown after a 16-year-old student brought two BB guns near campus. Tuesday in Bonnie Lake, two schools were locked down for about an hour after a report of a male walking with what looked like a handgun in a holster. Last week, the Sami School in Point Defiance Park was locked down for about an hour while police responded to a report of a man firing several gunshots into nearby woods. Tacoma police officers de-escalated a tense situation Tuesday evening outside a middle school in the West End, when a man called 911 to report he had a gun and was thinking of hurting himself. Tacoma Police Department said the 31-year-old man was near a convenience store at the corner of North Pearl and 37th Streets, across the street from Truman Middle School when he made the call at about 6:30 p.m. Officers responded and locked down the school, halting sports games that were happening on school grounds. The sports were not school events, according to Tacoma Public Schools spokesperson Catherine McCarthy. She said the school rents out its sports fields for outside use. Authorities are looking into the death of a motorcyclist after he collided with a utility pole in northeast Tacoma. The crash happened about 11:21 p.m. Tuesday near the 4100 block of Marine View Drive. The Tacoma Police Department said a 911 caller reported that a motorcyclist hit a pole and wasn't breathing. Officers responded and tried to keep the 27-year-old alive, but he was declared dead at the scene. Police spokesperson Wendy Hatto said the man was northbound on Marine View Drive at a high rate of speed when he crossed the road's double yellow line southbound and collided with the pole. Pierce County deputies are investigating a two-vehicle rollover crash near Puyallup that sent a semi-truck onto its side. The collision happened Wednesday morning near Canyon Road East and Pioneer Way East. Deputies closed Pioneer Way East. It wasn't immediately clear how the collision occurred, or what kind of vehicle was involved aside from the semi-truck. At least one person had non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies advised drivers at the time to use alternate routes through the area. If you're craving a different kind of donut, head to this Korean bakery in Lakewood. Bon Bon Bakery is located in the Buhan Plaza on South Tacoma Way, and excels in sheer variety. Chef Chris Chung estimates he's unveiled only half the recipes in his repertoire since opening Bon Bon last spring. His shop offers chapsal, rice flour donuts draped in cinnamon sugar. They are very different from an American donut, not airy and fluffy like a yeasted, raised round with a whole donut, but rather chewy, similar to Japanese-inspired mochi. Chung is also a master cake decorator with a distinct style, curving fresh cream icing into a pristine dome, then swirling fruit gels with a toothpick as the stand spins. Nothing at Bon Bon is overly sweet, a purposeful goal. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers for more information.